Thanks for tuning into the show today. And my guest is Dr. Michael Lockshin, and we're going to be talking about some of the uncertainty in medicine. Dr. Lockshin, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
And so what does that mean that there's uncertainty in medicine these days?
Well, I think this is in contrast to the idea that now that we have genes and all sorts of very precise things that doctors know everything. But in fact, diseases and symptoms often evolve over time and they have very confusing patterns. And oftentimes, it's not at all clear, no matter what tests you do, what's going on until you watch things play out over time, for instance. And it's important for doctors and patients to understand that this uncertainty exists, and sometimes you have to work with it to understand what's happening.
And so in that case, who's the boss, the doctor or the patient?
I'd like to think that neither is the boss, that it's an equal conversation where the priorities of each one are expressed and that the conversation takes place over this is what we do know, this is what we don't know, and then choose in using the unknown part to choose what the best thing to do at this time might be.
Okay. And so can you give us an example of medical uncertainty? Like,
Sure. I deal with people with chronic illness.
Okay.
Rheumatologist who deals with autoimmune diseases like lupus. Oftentimes, this will start with very mild symptoms of one sort or another, arthritis or a mild rash or something. But it may take weeks or months and sometimes even years to show you what's happening. And during that time, people will be Googling, they'll be checking the internet for things, they'll be doing tests after tests after tests. And none of this will actually give the answer until the process takes the course that it's going to do and new symptoms either accrue or they go away. And both patients and physicians have to understand this, that you can't take just to what you have today and be absolutely certain about what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next month.
You know, that you brought up something that was going to be my next question. I was going to ask, is it harder now that people have Google and WebMD and however many other places there are to look up what they think their symptoms are and then take that to the doctor?
It depends what you mean by harder. Does it add time to the conversation? Yes, it certainly does. But on the whole, I would much rather my patients be informed and ask intelligent questions. That way I can give them more complete answers. And sometimes I'll say, no, this is ridiculous. This is not what is the problem. And sometimes they'll give me something and say, well, I hadn't thought of that, and maybe I should look at this further. So it can be an advantage as well.
Okay, all right. I never looked at it that way. I'm probably one of the people who thinks that the doctor knows everything, though.
Well, one of the things is that, and I've been in business for a long while, but I think about what doctors thought in the 1920s, in the 1950s, in the 1970s. I mean, I began practice before there was such a thing as AIDS or Zika or any of the other sorts of things that have come on, and it's hard to think of what the doctor in 2050 is going to think about what we think is solid information today. They're probably going to laugh at us and say, I can't believe doctors in 2017 believed that sort of thing. It's important to keep that idea that information is constantly changing and constantly being revised. When you start dictating, this is what we know and this is what we're going to do.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. That's kind of, it's interesting to think about, like, what you said, what's going to be happening in 2050. So why did you decide to write the book, Dr. Lockshin?
Well, it started out partly in conversations with patients because quite a number of them don't fit into the boxes that we've created as diagnoses. Partly is because I was teaching a course for medical students and trying to tell them that they couldn't just make assumptions about things. And part of it was because the medical system has evolved today to require physicians instructions to give code numbers to everything we do. I can't order a test without giving a diagnosis code number. I can't order a medication without doing that, or the insurance won't pay, or the provider, they say the X-ray department, won't do the test without those codes. And those codes are really misleading, because many of the times that I write down a code for a diagnosis, I don't really believe that that diagnosis is there, but I know if I don't write the code, the medication won't be given or the X-ray won't be done. And so I have to give precision that just doesn't exist.
So do you think insurance companies have too much power when it comes to diagnosing and what doctors should want to do?
Political question, but the answer is very, very much yes. I would really like the idea of flexibility, of our being able to argue that we don't know this. I want to do this test because I think it might be this, or it might be that, or it might be something else. The test will tell me that. I would really like that flexibility, and I don't have it anymore.
I know a lot of doctors who feel the exact same way. And so, Doctor, where is your book available if people want to pick up a copy?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to my website, which is my name, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Lockshin, L-O-C-K-S-H-I-N, no punctuation, .com. Available electronically or on paper.
Okay, and before we go, is there anything else that you wanted our listeners to know about?
No, I think it's fun talking to you, and I thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, once again, the book is The Prince in the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness. Dr. Michael Lockshin, thank you so much for being my guest on the show today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Okay.